With the summer upon us, lakes, pools, and beaches are filling up with those ready to relax, have fun, and beat the heat. Yet with this increased activity out on the water comes a greater risk for accidents and crime to occur. In many communities, law enforcement volunteers play an important role in helping to maintain safety in and around waterways. Clearwater, Florida is a coastal town where the city's beaches are a main attraction for residents and visitors, particularly during the summer months. The Clearwater Police Department Volunteers and Police Service help expand police presence on Clearwater Beach and Sand Key to ensure a safe and enjoyable experience for visitors. Volunteers patrol primarily in all-terrain vehicles marked with Clearwater Police Volunteer decals. These allow them to patrol on land and on sand. They are trained in the use of all volunteer vehicles, including a van, pickup truck, and bicycles. Volunteers' driving records are reviewed each year by the volunteer coordinator. On the beach, volunteers wear uniforms that make them easy to identify and carry radios that allow them to stay in close contact with CPD officers. Volunteers assist citizens, keep an eye out for ordinance violations, collect found property, and watch for criminal activity, such as articles being stolen from beach blankets or burglary to vehicles. Anything that needs immediate law enforcement attention is radioed in to police dispatch. By driving slowly along the beaches, visitors have frequent opportunities to talk with people, and many regular visitors feel comfortable approaching the volunteer vehicle to say hello or ask a question. Clearwater's volunteer patrol makes visitors feel safer while enjoying the beaches and provides a visible deterrent to those with criminal intentions. Winona County, Minnesota is another area that is bordered by water. With the Mississippi River marking Winona County's eastern border and a number of other rivers and lakes within county limits, Winona's waterways are highly traveled for business and recreation. With a large land area of nearly 650 miles and a population density of just 79 people per square mile, it can be a dangerous situation when a person is injured or missing on the water. In 1983, the Winona County Sheriff's Office began its dive rescue team to support law enforcement and other first responders with search and rescue operations. Volunteers are on call 24 hours a day to respond to emergencies on the water. To participate, volunteers must pass a background check and an interview with the sheriff. All volunteers are required to be competent swimmers before joining the team. Many volunteers enter the program as experienced divers. But given the high level of training provided for volunteers, it is not a requirement. Volunteers train once a month on the water on a variety of search and rescue skills. Team members take turns helping to plan the trainings, including developing different search scenarios for each month. Volunteers train on land as well, having recently trained with cadaver dogs from a neighboring jurisdiction and gained experience with rappelling for rescues in areas with high cliffs. The team uses a boat purchased by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and recently acquired a backup boat that was donated by a local resident. The Winona County Sheriff's Office provides all necessary dive and rescue supplies. In the event of a call-out, volunteers are responsible for coming to the Sheriff's Office to pick up the equipment and respond to the incident scene. Beyond their emergency role, dive rescue team volunteers also offer support to local events in Winona County. At the annual Steamboat Days Festival in June, volunteers provided extra security around the water to prevent accidents and kept visitors away from the location where fireworks were launched. During Winona County's severe flooding in 2008, the dive rescue team proved vital to local emergency response. Water conditions were treacherous, and the dive team was called in to help with 8 drownings and many other rescues. The dive team currently has 17 volunteers, and they have responded to 12 emergency call-outs so far this year, including several overturned boats and an individual who jumped into the river. The dive rescue team is an important resource for the county, and they are so well established in the area that they will get calls from other neighboring jurisdictions when assistance is needed. Maintaining public safety on busy waterways can be a challenge for many law enforcement agencies. But as we can see from the Clearwater Police Department and the Winona County Sheriff's Office, volunteers can play an important role in expanding law enforcement visibility, preventing crime, and even saving lives. Many agencies are also turning to the general public to help keep waterways safe by reporting suspicious activity to law enforcement. America's Waterways Watch is a campaign sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard to promote suspicious activity reporting on beaches, rivers, lakes, and other waterways. Visit aww.com. www.sp.com for posters, brochures, and a video to educate your community on suspicious activity reporting. The VIPs program is interested to learn more about how your volunteers support summer and water safety programs. To tell us more about your program, update your profile on the VIPs website, send a message on the VIPs to VIPs listserv, or email info@policevolunteers.org.